everyone. My name is Jean-François Mercier. I'm from the Health Canada Radiation Protection Bureau. And today I will tell you a little bit about our involvement in the Fukushima Informed Collaboration. So I am part of a big federal government department, at least for Canadian standard. And part of our mandate is to monitor the radiation in the environment. We do so using three independent networks that you can kind of see on the left-hand side of the poster here. We use those to detect and then confirm that the radiation level that came from the accident through the air was not of health concern in Canada. So that was for the air plume. Now, we knew most of the radiation was released in the Pacific. But how to monitor this was challenging for us. Our routine monitoring is air and precipitation based, not oceanic. The radiation level were expected to be very low, so it would be hard to measure technically, but also will make difficult to justify big investment to do so from a health perspective. But other things were also clear. For one, there was a lot of misinformation on the subject. If you were to Google Fukushima radiation in Canada at the time, I can assure you that it was not our monitoring data that was coming out. There was a clear public demand for actual measurement, and it was also a unique, challenging, and interesting scientific project. This is when we joined the Informed Collaboration. Given how successful it has been, it is a little weird for me to remember that we, and in particular I, were initially very hesitant to join it. We would be relying on citizen scientists to collect our water sample. Aboriginal community will give us the biota sample. Our result will be discussed on a website we do not control. All that put us a little outside our government comfort zone. I was wrong, and I'm very glad we joined the collaboration. First, on a scientific front, the monitoring done by the collaboration was much more comprehensive than anything we could have accomplished by ourselves. Working directly with citizen scientists and Aboriginal community was actually great. They were engaged, interested, and they did an amazing job collecting the sample for us. It was even better news on the communication front. The website was immensely popular and effective. The collaboration effectively used social and old media to highlight the result, including ours. One concrete example I can give is the difference in my direct communication with Canadians. At the Bureau, we often receive calls from concerned citizens that are passed through the relevant scientists. Before we joined Inform, I was explaining that the radiation level was low, that there was no health concern, and that our monitoring data could be found on the Health Canada website. Once we joined Inform, I was explaining that we were working with other departments, academic, and various partners to actively monitor the incoming plume, and that the results were available and discussed on the website. This message was much better received, to say the least. It was also, frankly, much more satisfying to give. I am extremely proud of the work we did with Inform. The collaboration is now used as a model to follow at the Bureau. But before I go, I should really mention that Inform is the brainchild of Jay Collins, and that none of that would have happened without his vision, leadership, and hard work. So, thanks, Jay. And goodbye, everybody. My time is up.